Hello and welcome back, or welcome to the Defining Endurance Podcast. I'm today's host, Lexi Miller, and joined for this introduction with Andrew Simmons. Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm good, Lexi. I'm really, really good.
Awesome. So this episode is with Allison Baca. Allison is an elite runner with Salomon. She ran the Western States Endurance Run 100 back in June. It was her first 100. She did amazing, but she wasn't always a runner. She started out as an elite cyclist. She transitioned to triathlon. She transitioned to trail running, and she's done amazing at all of them. In this episode, we talk about how the pandemic and having a baby during the pandemic kind of changed her mindset on racing, changed who she was as an athlete, and in the end made her stronger. So Andrew, what is something that has happened in your experience? You know, it was maybe something that kind of blindsided you, but made you a stronger athlete.
You know, I think my first major injury was a closing of one chapter, opening of another. I got a stress fracture in my left foot 2017. We'd started a business, bought a house, and got married. And that's when I really started to understand how stress affects the body. You know, I had always thought, like, you know, I'd spent, 8 years as a runner, like, with almost nothing of an injury. Like, didn't need to take time off. Like, I could just go out and do the thing that I loved. And then, you know, one day it was kind of like, oh, this gets taken from you. And that recovery was super hard for me. And that was like, that was kind of one of those moments, a tipping point for me, where I now had to really respect when I felt good and how to recover, how to, you know, listen to my body, but also, like, I was not eating well. And a lot of it was nutrient deficiency that led to a stress fracture. I was also trying really hard to, you know, put down a time. Like, I was definitely at the peak of my fitness. And so, that's how life goes. But you know, you heal from it and you get wisdom from it. I think a lot of the times that when you have something happen, you know, you had a baby in the pandemic, just like Allison, and, you know, like, you learn from it. It gives you wisdom. It changes your perspective. It changes how I coach. It changes how I look at the world and the advice that I give. So, I mean, that's one of the biggest things I learned in terms of, like, I had to reset after that and go, okay, I can't be upset if Boston isn't a sub 240. I just need to go accomplish Boston, because it's the next thing in front of me, and getting to that finish line is the accomplishment.
Totally. I think injuries are a huge thing, and most runners go through them in one way or another at some point. And I would say learned a lot of lessons in that time. I mean, there's some injuries where you tripped and fell, and that isn't going to be changed by your training. But the majority of injuries come from, you know, poor nutrition, overtraining, poor sleep. You know, we did something we knew wasn't good and we kept pushing, and then we come back with that lesson learned. For me, it was actually how to manage time. I would say my big change in running came when I was in grad school, and I was a super dumb dumb who thought I could be in grad school and also have an internship, a full-time job, and a part-time job. Fun fact, didn't finish grad school. So that should kind of tell you how it was going for me. But I had to manage my time so that I could get out and exercise. So that meant that, you know, I was out at 4 a.m. getting 3 miles in with my dog and then getting another couple miles in after work. I was working 3:12s at the time. So, you know, kind of having to space things out that way. And then trying to get to yoga classes or practice yoga as often as I could, which helped with my strength and mobility. So making that schedule for myself and sticking to it, because I knew if it went off the rails, there was no procrastination. I would just not get my workout in that day. I ended up taking, I think at the time it was 15 minutes off my half marathon time by being consistent, showing up for myself, and prioritizing my health in that way, not in other ways. So I would say the time management was the biggest change for me when it came out of necessity.
Yeah, I think that you know, when you're motivated by something, you know, it's much easier, to just like that ball keeps rolling. But once, you know, it's a good old Sir Isaac Newton always told us that, you know, once that momentum stops, my goodness, it's hard to get that momentum going again. So, you know, this is an episode I'm looking forward to.
Hello and welcome back, or welcome to the Defining Endurance Podcast. I'm today's host, Lexi Miller, joined by the incredibly talented, incredibly fast runner for Solomon, Allison Baca. Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited to talk today. We're going to talk, one, about all of your recent accomplishments. You recently ran your first Western States, which is something I want to hear all about. You've done some incredible runs here in Colorado. I always love seeing you pop up on my Instagram. You always have some amazing adventure in the mountains. And then a little bit more closely to my heart, talking about kind of your transition into being a pro runner while also having a busy job and a little just over 1-year-old. So to start, Allison, can you tell us a little bit more about your background in sports?
Definitely. So I grew up in New Jersey, and I had always like played a bunch of different sports as a kid, but my dad would always have us run with him in the mornings. So he always made it really fun. Like, he would hide little puzzles he would draw along the route, and, you know, we'd run like a mile, but it was just like such a special time to spend with my dad, before school. And so I got injured playing soccer in high school and then just started running track and cross country. And I just loved like the team aspect. And I really fell in love with the sport. And then I continued running in college. I went to the University of Washington in Seattle. And they have like a very good distance program, but things kind of fell apart a little bit in college. It was just really competitive, and there were so many women who were so fast and amazing on the team. And it was easy just to kind of get like lost in the whole, you know, shuffle. And so I just kind of like fell out of love with running. And I had always wanted to do an Ironman triathlon. So my senior year, I just quit the team. I was like, okay, I'm going to start training for an Ironman. And I was like, well, you know, if I'm going to do an Ironman, I should just do Ironman Kona, just do the world championships as my first one. So anyways, I figured out like the cheapest way that I could qualify for that race and go. And so I started doing triathlons, and then eventually switched to cycling. And then now I'm back to running and trail running, partly because I had a job offer in Arizona in 2018, I think it was. And there was not a pool within 2 hours. So at that time, I was actually back to triathlons. But there's not a pool within 2 hours of this town. So I was like, well, I guess I can't do triathlons anymore. And swimming was like my least favorite anyways. So it was a good change. But so I just started running a lot. And there's just a big trail running and ultra running community in Arizona. So I just kind of got involved in that. And I loved the vibe of the races. And just, it just felt way less intense than like college running and track and road running. And it was just like such a welcoming community. And I just loved the whole atmosphere. And yeah, so that's how I got involved with trail running.
That's awesome. So I'd like to, you know, you've had quite the range of being, starting in soccer, then going running, then triathlon, cycling, running. How do you feel like your fitness has kind of evolved as you've gone through all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've kind of always had a good base of endurance fitness, you know, across all these different sports. I think I'm probably running right now like the best I've ever run. But I also think a big part of that is just nutrition and finally figuring out that I just need to eat. And so that was like kind of the big change for me in college, where I was just like, oh, I'm just not going to eat and run 100 miles a week and this will be fine. And it was not fine. And I just had injuries. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, it sounds like a very common story for college running, but it really like messed me up mentally for a few years. Really, I feel like until I was pregnant with our son and I was like, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I'm pregnant. No one can say anything. I'm just gonna eat whatever I want. I'm gonna eat ice cream for like breakfast if I want. And it actually really changed like my mental relationship with food. And now after pregnancy, I just eat what I want to eat. And I feel like I've become such a better runner because I'm actually fueling my body. I know this is kind of different from your original question, but yeah.
No, I love it because I do think it's, yeah, huge in college athletics, but then I think it's so common that in general women tend to underfuel because we don't use those fat reserves that men can use during a run. Our body saves them because it's assuming that like we're in some sort of weird famine, we're running from predators and need to keep another human being alive possibly. So we don't use those fat reserves. And so we need to fuel almost more than men do in some events. And I think that women just kind of get in the habit of underfueling, not making that a priority. And honestly, I've seen that improvement in so many athletes is once they start like feeding their body what it wants, they like speed up so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's like very scary at first because you're like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? But I'm also really grateful for my coach, David, because he is all about always eating enough and yeah, like never going for a run without eating for women. So I don't know. I've just really learned a lot recently. And it just like kind of keeps encouraging you to continue eating as much as you need to eat or more.
Yeah, and that would be David Roach with Some Work, All Play, which I recommend anyone look into him, look into their book Happy Runner. Both really great resources for, moving forward and running in a healthy emotionally and physical way.
Definitely.
So a great resource there, and probably a really great resource for you as you've been like through this transitional time, which is what I want to talk about is, your life before the pandemic and your life after, as we're kind of like peri-pandemic right now. I don't feel like we're truly out of it. But before and then now that races are happening again is extremely different. So I'd love to hear kind of like how you've dealt with that evolution.
Yeah, I mean, before the pandemic, I had only done a few trail races because I really started racing like 2019. And then, of course, the pandemic started in like early 2020. And so I think I did like one race in 2020. And then the pandemic started. And then I was pregnant. And yeah, so it was kind of like I didn't really start racing again until last year, after we had our son. And so I'd say for us, it hasn't really changed too much. Like especially from before to after the pandemic, I don't think it's changed very much for me personally. My husband and I are both pretty fortunate that we can mostly work from home. And that we were able to keep our jobs during the pandemic. So we're definitely like very fortunate in that respect. But then in terms of races, like, yeah, right after I had our son, it was really hard to get into races because everyone had deferred, like during COVID, you could defer your entries and stuff. So I didn't really do too many races last year because a lot of the ones I wanted to do were just like had a very long waiting list. But it was probably a good thing. Yeah, and then this year I did my first 100-mile race at Western States, and I got in through the lottery, which was just like shocking to me because I had
That's
one lottery ticket.
so lucky.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like I wasn't even watching the lottery, and my friends messaged me, like a few people, they were like, oh my God, your name just got called. And I was like, what? How? But yeah, I think like definitely the biggest change has just been racing like before versus after having a baby. Like it's just so many changes to my body. And yeah, just kind of like different feelings, kind of like random new injuries that I try to keep under control and stuff like that. But yeah, it's all fun.
When it comes to your health and longevity, You hold nothing back. You understand what it means to push harder, reach farther, and go the extra mile. This relentless drive runs in your blood. That's why Inside Tracker provides you with a personalized plan to build strength, speed recovery, and optimize your health for the long haul. Created by leading scientists in aging, genetics, and biometrics, Inside Tracker analyzes your blood, DNA, and fitness tracking data to identify where you're optimized and where you're not. You'll get a daily action plan with personalized guidance on the right exercise, nutrition, and supplementation for your body. And when you connect Inside Tracker with your Fitbit or Garmin, you'll unlock real-time recovery pro tips after you complete your workout. It's like having your own personalized trainer and nutritionist in your pocket. For a limited time, you can get 20% off the entire Inside Tracker store. Just go to insidetracker.com/defining endurance. That's insidetracker.com/defining endurance.
And I think that's, you know, that's something I'm so interested in is when somebody's performing at the level you are, but they do also have a job and they do also have a family. How do you find time to balance all of that?
I don't know if I'd say I balance it very well, but yeah, I mean, my husband and I just work like a team kind of, and we each have our time when we can go do our training because he's also a cyclist. So, you know, he loves riding his bike. And so, yeah, we kind of have our little schedule and then we kind of do like baby handoffs on the weekends and just try to like make it all work. But there's definitely things that fall through the cracks or that could be done better. I mean, I think for us, the biggest thing is like when you have your time, your allotted time to go train or do whatever you need to do, like you cannot press the snooze button. You got to go. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's good because you're just kind of more focused for that period of time. But then the rest of the day, there's so many things going on that you really can't dwell on having, you know, maybe not the best run or not hitting the times you wanted to in your workout. Like I could care less later in the day. I have like 20 other things to focus on. Whereas in the past, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I messed up that last 5 minute interval, you know? So it's, yeah, I think it's good for us. And we just kind of have like a tight schedule.
And then I think the return from childbirth, you know, it can be the same as an injury for some people or something, anything that sidelines you for a little bit or takes you out of training to the same level that you were at some point and then coming back. How is that progression for you?
I mean, I think I just didn't really know what to expect after having a baby. Like when I was pregnant, it was very stressful because I just felt like everything I read online or everything that the doctors told me was like, no, you shouldn't do anything practically or keep your heart rate below 150. And I was like, okay, that's like walking. It's like a speed walk for me, not even running. So I don't know. That was like so stressful for me. And then I just felt like once I had our baby and I was ready to start running again, I just wanted to do everything and like, you know, like go climb all the mountains and do all the races and all this stuff. But yeah, like my body, I had a C-section. So my body had just gone through like a major surgery and my core was not functioning as it did before. So it was a little bit challenging, but I think I also just didn't have really any expectations for getting back to running. Or a timeline or races. And I think it was good that like my coach just told me, okay, we're not going to put any races on the calendar. We're just going to kind of start running and see how you're feeling. And then, you know, kind of go from there. And so I think that was just a good way to not put pressure on myself to get back for any particular race. But yeah, it felt like kind of a long process to get back to where I am now. Cause now I feel like I'm really back to, I'd say better than I was before I was pregnant. But yeah, there were plenty of runs last year where I would get back and be like, oh my gosh, Tony, who's my husband, like, I don't know, something's wrong with me. I feel like so weak in my core and I don't know what to do. Is this going to ever get better? So yeah, it could definitely be. It was definitely challenging, but I'm also really grateful that I was able to, you know, start racing and running when I was able to, because I know for other people it takes longer and yeah, everyone's body is different, but
It's so different. And I think that's it, is like you see some people who that seems like they're back like 6 weeks later and like, you know, cranking out some 6-minute miles. And then you see other people where it's a couple of years before they feel like themselves. So I think it's just like an injury, just like any kind of training. It's so unique. But I'd love to hear now about like your Western States experience, because you finished 13th, which is amazing. It was, you know, your Western States debut. You hadn't been ultra running all that long, as you had mentioned, especially with the pandemic, coming back as a new mom. Walk us through that training and that race for you.
Oh my gosh. It was wild. I mean, the training, I don't know. I guess you could always say that your training could have gone better, but I felt like I had a decent spring of training. Just with, yeah, all the things that we are kind of juggling, like especially with a small child. So, yeah, I felt like the training was okay, and then the race was just so much harder than I could have imagined. I had never run 100 miles before either, so I think I was already like intimidated before the race, but at the same time, I had like really high expectations for myself. And I felt like this was one of the races where I had put so much like thought and planning and stuff like that into, whereas for other races, I don't really do that as much. So it almost made me more nervous because I felt like I was so ready for the race. And then yeah, the race itself, I mean, it was just such a special community and like a special day. I mean, yeah, it was like truly an incredible environment to be a part of. And it was mostly fun. I don't know, actually, maybe not fun. It was mostly a good experience. But I struggled a lot as well, with my nutrition. And I realized that gels and sports drink for 100 miles is perhaps not the best nutrition solution. So, I'm excited because I do feel like after the race, I have a lot of things that I can change and improve on, and that's kind of fun. But yeah, I mean, the race was so hard. Well, I think, do you guys work with Katie Carabiner?
She's one of our coaches.
Yeah. Okay, so she's my PT, and she also paced me at Western States. So that was awesome. Although I felt really bad because we walked for like 10 miles, and I was sitting in an aid station just bawling, and I felt so bad after the race. I was like, Katie, I'm so sorry. That was probably not the best like pacing experience for you, but she was like just so great, and we made it. And yeah, and then my next pacer took over, and then we all ran to the finish line together, which was just like, it was like the thing I had dreamt of for so long, you know, like doing that lap around the track. And it gives me chills right now just thinking about it. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't have done that race without my crew and my pacers and like all these people that supported me. And it was really special to like run across the line with our son. Even though it was like 2 a.m., I was like, he is waking up for this. I don't want bedtime.
Right, he'll go back to sleep. He's fine.
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, it was just like such a special day, and special weekend really. But yeah, I don't think I need to go 100 miles again for at least till next year.
I think that's fine. And I think, you know, as for like the pacing experience, I mean, that's 100 miles. Like, they're just rough, man. It sounds like
It
you
was
did extremely
rough.
well for having to walk 10 miles and crying in an aid station. Like,
Yeah.
you made
Well,
up some
thank
good time
you.
after that. But that's so amazing and so fortunate that you got to do that, like the first lottery. And just over a year postpartum, is that correct?
Yeah, so it was our son's 15-month birthday, the day that I finished. So that was special.
That's
Yeah.
so special. That's amazing. Well,
Yeah.
congratulations. I think that like just
Thank
shows so much
you.
strength and dedication, that you're able to come back and do that. So what's next?
Oh my gosh. That's a good question. Oh, I'm signed up for CIM, California International
Nice.
Marathon, in
Yeah.
December. I've always wanted to, like, I have run one marathon that wasn't part of a triathlon, back in college. So I don't know. I think it'd be fun to see how it goes. Maybe try to get a fast time, but who knows? And then I have some, like, hopefully one or two FKTs I want to go for before winter. And then I do want to do another trail race. I'm just not totally sure what it is yet. Maybe one in Mexico or, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully in October I can make something happen. But we have like quite a busy schedule right now, just with like family travel and work and all these kinds of things. So it's just trying to, yeah, plan around all these different commitments. Yeah.
No, that's, I feel the same way as like coming back as like things are happening again. I'm like, every weekend we're doing
Yeah.
something. It's a lot. Is this parenthood or is this
I
how our lives were before? I
know.
forget.
Right? I know. I just want like a weekend of just watching Netflix. Like one day. I just keep telling myself, like, oh, okay, in 2 weekends this will happen. And then it doesn't happen. But like if you just keep pushing it forward in your mind, it just feels like it'll happen one day.
So the last thing I want to touch on is kind of your experience as, being a new mom. And then this is one of the things that drew me to your Instagram profile and like reaching out to you is just that you take your son on all these awesome adventures and kind of let him experience what you and your husband are passionate about, which is the outdoors and athletics. So, kind of like, I know this sounds like a little nerdy, but like your legacy as a mom and an elite athlete,
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I guess like right after I had Mateo, I struggled a lot with like, I don't know if it was like anxiety and depression, like postpartum, kind of that kind of stuff. And it was just so challenging for me to get through, and I felt like I had no one to talk to because none of my friends really had kids yet, and so it was really hard. And I was really grateful, like, for my husband who was like trying his best to figure out what was going on when I was just like looking at inanimate objects and crying because I don't, for no reason. I couldn't even tell you the reason, but yeah, it was like so stressful and hard. And once I was able to start doing some activity, so like at 2 weeks, my surgeon told me I was able to start riding my bike a little bit. Just being outside and getting some fresh air like just made such a huge difference for me. And so, of course, like that is a huge part of our lives and just something that we really love. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not necessarily like riding my bike, but just being able to be out there and yeah, get my heart pumping a little bit, it just helped so much. And so I think part of the reason that we love bringing Mateo into the outdoors is because it is like a huge part of our lives. And a lot of the time, Tony's out doing something. So if I want to go hike, I need to bring our baby along, which is super fun because he thinks that everything is amazing. And he loves the trees and the sky and the birds. And so it's just really special to like share these experiences outside with him and just see the world in a way through like a toddler's eyes and what they find beautiful and funny. And so yeah, I really love being able to like run with Mateo and take him camping even though we don't sleep, and just like let him run through the fields when we're camping and just like feel really free. And yeah, I mean, this being a huge part of our lives, like we obviously want to have him experience that and like grow up hopefully loving the outdoors as much as we do. Yeah, I mean, I think we also are really lucky to live in such a beautiful place where it's possible to drive into the mountains and camp for the weekend or go hike a 14er together. So, yeah, I don't remember what the original question was, so I'm
That was it. It's
sorry,
just kind of
but.
like, because I think that's it is like you're on two sides. What I see is like one, you're bringing your son into the outdoors, and on the other side, kind of because I think that postpartum anxiety is so common. And it's because our hormones are going crazy. Suddenly we're like feeling this need to protect this little tiny human that
Oh my
is like
gosh,
such a
so
different love.
stressful.
Yeah. Like you're just
Yeah.
like, this is a lot. 10 months ago, I was just living selfishly and doing whatever I wanted
Yeah.
all the time. So I think like also showing that it's okay to not feel good. And then it's okay to slow down and do things toddler paced and enjoy it, and that an elite athlete can do that. You know, an everyday sort of weekend warrior can also enjoy being out with their kid and not worry about the, you know, missing training or, you know, increasing their fatigue too much. It's all good.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if anything, it like helps my training. Yeah. I do a lot of runs with him in like the special stroller that we have. It's called the Kid Runner. I don't know if you've seen them, but it's awesome because I'm like basically towing him behind me so I can run like normal. But yeah, it is like quite hilly where we are. So anytime I have a hill, I'm like, okay, let's go. I'm just like getting ready for my next race, or I'm gonna run up a mountain or something, but without towing a weight behind me. So
Right. And then when you don't run with them, you're just like, I'm so free. That's,
yeah.
yeah. That's how I feel when I don't have the stroller. I'm just like, my arms can just swing
What
and
do
I
I
can
do with my
just,
arms?
yeah, it's great. Well, Allison, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I will link to your Instagram and any other places people can find you.
Mostly Instagram. I don't really go on Facebook anymore.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, cool. We'll link to your Instagram. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you so much for having me.